Hello and welcome to another Orbit, the daily devotional from the youth team at St Mary's Reigate. Each day we bring you a small section of the Bible to think about, plus a bit of time to pray and reflect, and a practical way to respond today. If you're just joining us for the first time, welcome. We hope that this is or will become a helpful addition to your daily journey in the Christian faith. Our Bible reading today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 to 3, might be familiar to you. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Hands down, this passage is the most popular reading in the history of weddings around the world. Even if you don't know much of the Bible, you probably know this chapter, which goes on famously to talk about the nature of love. Usually, though, we read this passage out of context, divorced, that's probably a terrible word to have used, from what Paul has been saying in the rest of his letter to the Corinthians. In truth, non-Christian audiences must find certain aspects of the start of this passage quite weird when the reader talks about speaking in tongues or having the gift of prophecy. These bits are not particularly useful when you're trying to make the passage sound romantic, but they're really important if you want to understand what Paul is really getting at. As we've seen over the last couple of days on Orbit, this section of 1 Corinthians is Paul helping the church in Corinth to understand what it means for them to function well together. More specifically, he's been talking about spiritual gifts and the way that these are given by the Holy Spirit, different gifts to different people to help build up the whole church. In fact, just before this very famous series of verses, Paul has been challenging preconceptions about which of the spiritual gifts are more important, including suggesting that the gift of tongues is perfectly fine, but not all that vital, even though it's one of the most apparently supernatural of gifts. Which brings us on to Paul's point in 1 Corinthians 13. This isn't a chapter about romantic love or about how to have a happy marriage, although plenty can be learned from it and applied to those things. No, this is a chapter about how one spiritually charged gift sits above all the others and, without wanting to sound like a cartoon character, the gift is love. It's not just that love is the most important element of being a Christian, it's that without love, all the other aspects are basically useless. The amazing spiritual gifts that we're told to desire eagerly are worthless if we don't have love. Being credible at charitable giving and self-discipline are pointless if they are not done out of love. If we are super smart and have great faith, these things are worthless if we are not first motivated by love. Love is the engine of the Christian life. It is what the Holy Spirit produces in us. It is what Jesus models to us. And is what we ultimately receive from the Father. If we are not operating in love, then we are missing the whole point of our faith. This can, however, be flipped and seen much more positively. If we don't have the gift of tongues or prophecy, if we don't have particularly strong faith or a huge amount of generosity or wisdom or self-discipline, if we don't have any of those things, but we do have love, then we've still grasped the most important thing. So if we seek to grow in anything as Christians, let us seek to grow in love. It is the center of God's heart and the force that transforms the world because it's the most important thing in the world. You might want to join me in praying this short prayer. Lord God, I pray that I would grow in love. I ask that you would help me to love others, to love myself, and to love you. I also pray that you would help me to know and receive the great love that you have for me. Amen. Well, as always, there's now just a brief chance for you to pray or listen to God or simply be still for a few moments of silence. Each day on Orbit, we provide you with a simple challenge, something to do which helps you to put this little thought into action. Today, think about the people that you love, and think also about what brings them joy. What could you do for someone that you care about today to demonstrate the love that you have for them? This doesn't need to be a romantic partner, or it could be. It could be a friend, And lads, I'm looking at you too. It's okay to love your friends. Why not perform a small act of love for someone else today? And then notice what doing that does for your own sense of wholeness and well-being too. If you want to get in touch about this or any other orbit or anything else you like, you can always email martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org. Would love to hear from you. We'll be back with another edition of Orbit on Monday. Thanks for taking part today.